Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We haven't had a chance to talk about the Astros signing today. Doug Fister.
We talked about this. They need to add a decent starting pitcher to their rotation. He fits that bill. Is he suddenly going to make them a contender to be an ace? No.
You don't need that.
Give you some solid innings, you know?
Well, it gives you a legitimate fifth option to compete with Scott Feldman, basically.
Yeah.
Because you're locked in, I think, with Keuchel, McHugh, McCullers, and Fiers. Is Cam Newton's comments really that big of a story?
I don't see the big deal in it. I think it's a stupid comment. We've never seen someone like Cam Newton because we've never seen someone with his skill set, I don't think. I mean, he's a very unique player, very special player. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's black. It's that he's a giant man who runs like a small man, and he's developed into a very above-average passer.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Also available on that great app we have, the ESPN 97.5 app. And I think you can skip the last. Well, the last segment was really good with animal stone coyotes and horse herpes and a woman waking up with a kinkajou on her chest. But the other two were segments two and three, unless you're just one of those people who eats up overdone topics, first take type stuff. You can skip those. That would be my suggestion. If you like that kind of crap.
I don't mind the discussion. I think it's an interesting conversation. I just think I hate when.
I just don't think it's a story. I think we're making a story
up. Well, I think Cam kind of made the story when he started saying people are afraid of him. I don't get the afraid thing. I don't like people saying what all white people think, just like I don't like people assuming what all black people think. It's not fair.
It just dumbs down the show when people call and talk about white America and black this. I mean, it just dumbs the show down, and I don't want any part of it. So you guys can continue to discuss if you want, but I'm out on it.
But you're done. Fred is done.
I am done.
Please tweet Fred all your questions and comments on this subject.
Yeah, which I will ignore, but thank you. Have you been following what's going on with the Raiders? And I'm sure that's going to be
as far as the move.
Yeah, and that's going to be a pretty big topic next week too. I'm sure.
Have not seen any anything new.
Oh wait, breaking news! Your favorite player in all of basketball, James Harden, named as a reserve for the Western Conference All-Star team.
Great news! So deserved.
Yeah. Okay.
If his name wasn't James Harden, would he be an All-Star?
Yeah, I think. If you look at the,
I mean, he's great for free throw shooting.
I mean, honestly, is he one of the five best guards still? I don't know that he's playing like it, but I don't know who he got in over that I would say, oh, got to get this guy in. I haven't seen the rest of it. I just saw that.
Okay. We'll discuss.
Yeah, once we find out who all's in and who got left out because of James Harden. If it's, you know, somebody that's really good, then yeah. So. 832 says, guys, I'm picking Sons of Anarchy back up. Is the show worth finishing, or is the ending a letdown? No, it's good. It's just the last scene is terrible, but the whole show was really good. It's just that really the last 5 minutes was just awful. So it's worth it. Trust me.
From what I'm seeing, the Western Reserves, Draymond Green, Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, DeMarcus Cousins, Klay Thompson, James Harden, LaMarcus Aldridge.
So as long as Klay Thompson's in there and didn't get left out for James Harden.
If Damian Lillard gets left out for James Harden, I'd probably have a problem with that.
Did he get left out?
His name's not on that list.
No.
But you never know.
I don't know. I haven't really paid much attention to Damian Lillard this year because the team is so...
The team is bad. Yeah. He's fantastic, though. Yeah,
but,
he's fantastic. I don't know who else is what I would consider like a... I would almost say Dirk might deserve an all-star spot this year, which is something I never thought I'd say again. But you could argue for Dirk.
Yeah.
But Damian Lillard should be an all-star.
Well.
He's the only player on that team.
Anyway, getting back to the Raiders, because there's all kinds of possibilities of them moving. According to one website, they're actually looking at Las Vegas as a possibility. Now, I don't know how the NFL would feel about that. I do think it's time to quit looking at Vegas as this evil place where
right.
people are suddenly going to start betting on themselves. But that would be a possibility. And there's also the real possibility that should the Chargers wind up doing a deal in L.A., that the Raiders could wind up in San Diego.
I mean, what's gonna be new for them? They're not going to get a new stadium. No, there.
Well, I don't know if they're at some point going to get a new stadium that they won't spend as much as what the Chargers wanted them to spend. I think it's just gotten too ugly between the Chargers and San Diego right now. But that would have to be weird, right? You're a lifelong Chargers fan. That's one of your biggest rivals.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot
of San Diego Raiders.
Yeah, I do think there's a lot of Raiders fans in San Diego. But because there's a lot of Raiders fans everywhere.
Especially in California.
Yeah. But that would just be really, really odd. If you're a lifetime Chargers fan, do you move with the team to L.A. and go to the L.A. games? Do you accept the Raiders as your savior? What do you do?
I don't know.
I mean,
there are a lot of people. You remember, Fred, there's still a lot of Tennessee Titan fans in this town.
Yeah, which makes no sense to me. But I think I think the Las Vegas Raiders would be perfect.
It's a good spot for if you're going to move any team there, that's who it should be. I don't think the market would support a team, though, long term.
Yeah, I think
Vegas is not a big city.
No, it's really not. Although I guess I should check the population before I say that, because it is pretty spread out. I mean, the areas we go are, there's not that many people. They're just tourists. But I think a more natural step for Las Vegas, yeah, 603,000 is a population. That's
not a big place.
No. But I think it's a better spot for a hockey team or an NBA team, frankly, than an NFL team. But
I would agree.
You know, it would make sense, and I'm kind of okay with it.
It's the number 40 media market.
Oof.
Which, I mean, there are smaller markets with teams.
Yeah.
You know, Jacksonville's 47, New Orleans is 51, Buffalo's 53. But there aren't. Green Bay is 68.
They're yeah, but that's technically Madison, isn't it? I mean, if we're talking media markets,
well, Madison's 81.
Okay, well,
So it'd be the fourth or fifth smallest media market with an NFL team.
What's left? Where are you going to go? That's higher. I mean, there's not a ton of places.
San Antonio.
Yeah, but apparently they're not willing to build a stadium there. So.
How come no team moves to like Sacramento? Sacramento is a number 20 media market.
Yeah, but it's I mean, isn't it pretty much a 49ers town?
Maybe it is. I mean, if any team could make it there, the Raiders, you think?
Maybe. If they were willing to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the biggest one without a team is Sacramento. Biggest market without a team.
Yes.
Followed by, you know, here's...
No, Orlando.
Okay.
Nobody's putting a team in Orlando.
No, and that'd be a horrible idea.
Yes.
Well, Orlando, yeah, Orlando's one spot ahead. How about Portland at 22?
Maybe.
That's not a terrible market.
I mean, that's a Seahawks market.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, everybody's this market until they get their own team, and
right.
then they change their tune a little bit, you know?
Theoretically.
You remember, I mean, the entire state of Oklahoma were, for the most part, Dallas Mavericks fans till the Thunder came around, and then they're Thunder fans. That's typically how it works. Once you get a team.
Well, I remember they had New Orleans for a year, too.
Yeah.
So, and that.
Like, what kind of town would you say in the time that Houston didn't have a team, who would you say was the primarily cheered for team in the city?
Well, Cowboys primarily, but I also think the Saints.
Cowboys, Saints, Titans, those three?
Yeah, I think I think Cowboys and Saints more so than Titans.
Okay. But I feel like, I mean, then once the Texans came around, that's who people cheer for. Once you get a team, that becomes your city's team. That's your team.
Yeah, with some exceptions. I mean, I still think the Cowboys fans who are here are still Cowboys fans.
That's probably true.
And I think the Saints influence really got even bigger after Katrina, and I think those people are still Saints fans. So, 713-780-ESPN. Ryan says, Titans fan here, hashtag no shame. See, I always make fun of you guys, so don't take it personally. It's all of you. But if you followed the team to Tennessee and stayed what was then an Oilers fan, I always think that's sad because it basically means you were a Bud Adams fan because none of those guys were there. Yeah, I mean, they're all gone now. Everybody that you ever rooted for. So you're rooting for Bud Adams, who's also dead now.
Right.
So, you know, I get it, though. I get why people do it. I just like to make fun of you.
El Jefe, he lists the Western Conference All-Star Reserves, which were the list that I had. That's a confirmed list, I guess.
Okay.
ESPN is tweeting it out now. He says, is the NBA afraid of white players? Maybe so.
Are there any?
Who's the white face of the NBA?
Dirk?
No, he doesn't count.
Yeah,
he's a Euro.
He's a Euro. We don't count Euros.
Kevin Love?
Okay, that might be it. That might be it. Is he an All-Star? I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't seen the Eastern Conference yet.
All right.
So
I need to know. I need to know if there are white guys making it to the All-Star game. I've got to know.
I don't think Kevin Love made it, but...
Racism! It's running rampant in this country, isn't it?
Gordon Hayward should be up there.
Okay.
Not an All-Star, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In contention.
White America is offended.
Yeah. White America sucks at basketball, man. Pau Gasol, also Euro. And not really white, just pasty complexioned. I don't think he made it either. Snub.
Somebody asked about Dragic. Again, Euro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Euros don't count. Euros are a different animal. 713-780-ESP is your number. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them the bleep in. Hey, coming up tonight at 7, HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas. Big Shot Bob and Damian Woody scheduled to be on their show tonight.
Nice.
So, yeah, big fan of both those guys. Henry and I share a love of the ponies.
People trying to give me the white face of the NBA.
Yes.
Jimmer comes up. Birdman. I knew that was a silly answer, so I looked it up. Birdman has scored 13 points this season.
Nice.
It's hard to consider him the face of the NBA, the white face of the NBA. And Ryan Anderson, who is a bench player, albeit a good one, a bench player for the Pelicans.
Well, he wasn't a bench player the other night when Anthony Davis was out.
Well, that's true.
So.
But that's kind of the definition of a bench player is he starts when the starter is hurt.
All right. Can we claim a Euro that's married an American chick? Does that count?
Like Tony Parker?
I think Dirk has married an American chick.
Yeah. I'm thinking Dirk. I'm trying to find a way to claim Dirk.
And I don't think Jimmer's in the league.
No, no. Jimmer's
I think he's in the D-League, right?
Jimmer's not in the league anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, J.J. Redick.
Oh, yeah. He is balling out.
Yeah.
That might be your
best. And he's as white as it gets. They don't get any whiter than him. Okay, I guess that's your winner.
Now, here's the other question. If we're going to claim Dirk Nowitzki, because, and by the way, Dirk Nowitzki's wife is Swedish.
Oh, never mind.
Also, she's black. So it's hard to claim him as the white face of the NBA based on his black Swedish wife. That would be a difficult.
Oh, well.
That'd be difficult to pull.
Hmm.
Oh, well. We'll just have to settle for J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick and Kevin Love.
That's okay.
I mean, what a power duo.
I'm going to give something away. Get revved up and ready for the 2016 Houston Auto Show. Win a four-pack of tickets to see, feel, and experience 700 rides from 30 different automakers. Don't miss Camp Jeep's off-road dirt track this Thursday through Sunday at NRG Center. Tickets are available and $2 off at HoustonAutoShow.com. Get yours now and experience over 700,000 square feet of automotive excitement. Caller number 10, you're going to the auto show. Say hello to Dylan. I interrupted you. You were about to say something, didn't you?
I was going
to
say, what about Steph Curry? Can we just claim him?
Do we claim half of him?
I mean, it seems fair.
Hmm.
Why shouldn't we get him? I mean, if it's like a Chappelle Show race draft.
Maybe so. 832 says, European is white, guys, just so you know.
We get it.
Clint Capella is not white.
True.
He's European.
True. I just mentioned Dirk's wife is from Sweden.
Yeah.
Definitely not white.
Maybe you shouldn't be so judgmental, 832.
I don't think you can claim Steph Curry because I think his mom is half.
So he's just a
I think
quarter?
He's fourth.
He's a quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
So close.
Yeah,
we're so close.
You need at least half to lay claim. So I'm with you on that. We can't claim him.
Damn.
Klay Thompson?
What's his percentage?
I think he's a solid 50-50.
Then we can certainly claim half of him if that's the case.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
All right.
Yes, she is.
And super hot, by the way.
Yes, you can claim Klay Thompson.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Who do you got, John?
Oh, he's got Jeremy Lin.
Oh, God. Sorry, buddy. Claim. So great.
Yeah. You get to claim Jeremy Lin.
Donis says Chandler Parsons. No, thanks.
No.
J.J. Reddick's better than Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, we'll take J.J. Reddick.
No, we'll give Chandler Parsons to any other race that isn't represented and they want one.
A lot of people mentioning Kyle Korver. We should have considered him.
Yeah.
And
J.J. Reddick is better than Kyle Korver. Agree this year?
This year, yeah. This year for sure. Better career.
Somebody threw out Blake Griffin.
Well, yeah, you could have a Blake Griffin. But
you have to share him. That's the problem.
Yeah, but then he's going to punch our white equipment manager and then.
Yeah.
We can't deal with
now,
that.
Now, wait a minute. Do we have to go? Well, wait a minute. With these guys, do we go with the father or the mother, though? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters as long as it's a mom or the dad.
Hmm.
Lamont, the white face of the NBA is easily Donald Sterling. He's a former.
Yeah.
By the way, this stupid show today is making me miss Maryland and Iowa, which is criminal if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jong, by the way, sent an email. Did you see that email about Final Four seats?
Yes.
He's like, if you're not covering the game, if you're not like getting sound for the station, you're on the second tier list. Ask David Dalotti anything about college basketball and tell me David Dalotti should be tier one to the Final Four and I shouldn't be. That doesn't make any sense, John.
Well, he's grabbing audio for the network. He's grabbing it for us.
I don't care about that.
And he's attending practice. No, but you are on top of the... I mean, the tier one is just David Dalotti. He's the only one that's going to be going out there grabbing the audio.
I feel like I should also be tier one. I'm going to talk about it on the show. Those 10-second sound bites are worth more than my discussion. I find that hard to believe. David Dalotti's show yesterday, or his clips included Scott Norwood's missed kick for some reason. I don't know why.
Was it anniversary?
I don't know.
I think
probably.
It was.
Who knows?
It's garbage.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Now, Eric says you can claim Dirk, whitest NBA guy ever. He will not accept J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick's balling out, bro.
Yeah, but he's also German. And I mean, we just... I'm sorry, we can't take him.
Yeah. I know you guys don't like Dookies, but
yeah, there's that.
I mean, let's also face it. If you're trying to make an all-white NBA team, you're going to have some Duke guys on your team. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, for people to just join us, we're talking about white Americans, not Euros. Euros don't count. We can't claim Euros.
You're probably going to have a Plumlee on the team. That's just,
oh God.
These are the rules.
Oh, no Plumlees, man.
Can you put a starting lineup together?
I could put one together.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a good starting lineup, but well, I could.
Chandler Parsons actually be in that lineup?
Does that include Blake Griffin and Klay Thompson?
I mean, your call. I can make one with...
You have no point guard.
With white as the driven snow? I can do that. I can probably come up with
something. You'll probably have to play J.J. Redick at the one.
Probably. That would be difficult.
Mark asked if Nash was still there, would a Canadian count?
No.
Canada not part of white America. I mean, it is white up there. But no, that one wouldn't count.
I don't even know if there are any white point guards.
Yeah.
I mean, without counting Dragic, you're in trouble.
And
we really need him. Oh, Kirk Heinrich.
Ah, there you go.
Kirk Heinrich, I got a point guard.
Yay.
I'm sure he'll be healthy for all the games, too.
So you got Heinrich, Redick.
Somebody mentioned Steve Blake.
Yeah. Is Steve Blake in the league anymore?
I don't know.
I think Heinrich's better than
Blake. Yeah, Heinrich's better.
So you got Heinrich, Redick. Would you probably have, Korver, and you put Parsons at the four and Blake at...
And Love it.
Love at the center.
Yeah.
Wait, I guess we don't get Andrew Bogut, huh? Australia?
No, Aussie.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough because our team is going to be the least tough team ever without Bogut. We need that toughness because Kevin Love,
Yeah.
Oh. We're getting punished on the defensive end.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're getting punished on everything.
That's probably true.
You're basically going to have a couple guys throwing in threes. And if they're missing, it's going to look like the Rockets on a given night.
Oh, wow.
Getting some Kelly Olynyk love on here.
He's having a good season, decent season.
Well, he could be off the bench.
I think you're looking at Kirk Heinrich, J.J. Redick, Chandler Parsons, Kevin Love, Gordon Hayward, Kyle Korver, probably Mason Plumlee, Spencer Hawes, Mike Dunleavy. You don't have a very good team.
No.
Chris, is what it boils down
Chris
to.
Chris Kamen? Joshua says you agree that a Euro white lineup would beat an American white lineup. Oh yeah,
not even question.
It's not even in the conversation. And just starting with Dirk.
Now, what about Brook Lopez, who is half white, half Hispanic, born in America? Can we claim him? Because there's not enough Hispanics to even make a whole team. So he's got to have a home, right?
I guess.
You don't want him, huh?
Yeah.
You're too racist.
Oh,
all
wow.
right, let's talk to the Mighty Gwyn. What is up, Mighty One? Tell me more about the cars out there. Did you test drive that McLaren?
Oh, I have not. I have not tracked down the McLaren myself yet, though. That I have a good authority that it is present in the building, as are 700 different models, 15 different manufacturers, 700,000 square feet, and it's all here at the Houston Auto Show, where I've been for the last few hours, enjoying myself, marveling at these old classic cars that are here. It's just unbelievable, guys. It's gonna be open until 9:30 tonight, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 9:30 and 10 a.m. to 7 on Sunday. But speaking of those McLarens, that was a special delivery that came in, and here to talk with us about it right now, it's a really big deal that they're here, is Rochelle Salinas. She is the head of media in the Houston Auto Show, and she's here to talk to us about it.
Yeah, you know what I love about the Auto Show is it's the best place to come and check out the new cars today. If you're thinking about buying a car anytime this year or even early next year, this is where you can come and test drive more than 70 different vehicles, but you can also sit in pretty much all 700 cars that are out here. Test them out, see how they feel, see if you can fit the whole family in the SUV. It's a great place to explore and narrow down your purchase options before visiting, 10 dealerships in Houston.
No doubt about it. We got the Ram Ride and Drive Interactive Test Track, an indoor drive and drive lounge, as well as a revamped Camp Jeep on a dirt track as well, guys. I've got it all here. Again, Wednesday through Sunday. It's going to be open until 9:30 on Saturday, 9:30 on Friday, and Sunday to 7 p.m. NRG Center, 1 NRG Park. Adults, $12, and children, $5, 6 to 12 years old. It's just an awesome, awesome thing they're doing down here, guys, and glad to be a part of it.
All right. That's the mighty one.
All right, we will be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. If you're out on the West Loop, 610 southbound on the ramp to 59, that accident is long gone, but traffic is still heavy in spots all the way back towards Shepherd. Downtown on I-45 northbound at 59, watch for a stall, but cruising clear of the accident off the South Sam westbound at Beamer. This report is brought to you by H&R Block. It's refund season, and nobody gets you more than Block guaranteed. Visit hrblock.com to make an appointment today. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Give something away. About a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for live thoroughbred racing. Enjoy a complimentary buffet and sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, January 30th, 5 p.m. special post time. We have a handicapping contest. Everybody gets to play in it. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant.
Nice.
Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Come on out and hang out with me Saturday. Big night. Houston Ladies Classic. There's an All Stakes Pick 4, which I will write a story about and give you a play for tomorrow. And, yeah, the Canadian will be there tomorrow, so you can make fun of her. Or Saturday, excuse me. We'll be out there tomorrow also doing the show from 4 to 7. All right, caller. What, did I say a caller? Okay, caller 22. Somebody asking best black hockey player since we're playing this game. P.K. Subban.
Yeah.
I would say Jerome McGinley, probably better career, but he's old now.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
I had really high hopes for Seth Jones.
Who you traded. Your guys traded.
Yeah, he got traded.
But
yeah.
I tell you what, I like that guy they traded him for, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna bring you some offense, which you need. We were talking off air, but we decided an all-Canadian team, which, you know, no race restrictions.
Right.
Would beat our American white team.
Would dominate, I believe.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So, I guess Evander Kane's pretty good, but Dustin Byfuglien.
There are a lot of good ones, man.
Yeah, I'll take Subban, though.
Yeah.
He's just a cool dude, man. I like that guy.
Who's on that Canadian team? Andrew Wiggins?
Wiggins, Tristan Thompson, Corey Joseph, Anthony Bennett, Joel Anthony, Trey Lyles, Kelly Olynyk, who, by the way, we realized is Canadian.
Yeah.
Couldn't be on our team.
We tried to claim him.
Tyler Ennis, Nick Stauskas.
Pretty good group.
Not a bad squad.
Oh, well, I want to try to squeeze in a call here. Let's try Jeremiah.
Quickly, DK saying, it's amazing how you guys joke about race but don't want to discuss real issues involving racism, and which we did discuss, and then he said, but y'all stopped. It seemed to be uncomfortable, but it's okay to joke about it. That's not divisive, or is just Cam divisive? Pretending that the reason that white people are scared of Cam's success because he's black is stupid, and that's divisive. No one's afraid of Cam Newton. Cam Newton could do. I mean, why are we afraid of Cam Newton, but not of every other black NFL player? That's what we don't understand.
Well,
that's why it's a silly topic.
It's a dumb topic. Not even a silly topic. It's a dumb topic, and
Cam is the one who opened it up with the America's afraid of it. I don't understand afraid. Like, am I going to have bad dreams about Cam Newton now? I don't get that. That's why we were done talking about it, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and
Fred and I determined that we're not afraid of Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And clearly we speak for white America.
Well, as somebody pointed out on Twitter earlier, I can't really claim to be part of white America because I'm only half.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But if we get Blake Griffin, we get you.
But we, I don't think that's I don't think that one's going to work out either way.
All right.
But listen, man, if you think that's a big deal, there's plenty of shows that will spend hours and hours and hours doing it. And that's not being scared to talk about it. It's thinking it's dumb. And that's our choice. Somebody says they need to do a race tournament instead of the All-Star game. That's how you fix the All-Star game.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
Wait, in the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's not even a game.
Well, you let everybody else play.
I think they should.
And then the winner gets to take the best of everybody.
That's like Mike Tyson's punch out. Like the last level of Mike Tyson's punch out. You might be good until you get to Mike Tyson, and then you're not that good.
Mark says, speaking of Vander Kane, he's under rape investigation in Buffalo and hired the same lawyer as Patrick Kane. Yeah, I saw that story.
What's with these Kane boys? All rapey.
Not related.
Right.
And Patrick was cleared. I don't know about Evander yet. We shall see. So. God, people on the text, you just keep talking about this like I'm going to respond to your text about it. We're done with the topic. I'm sorry. Let's try Jeremiah. What's up, Jeremiah?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, man. I was just going to say that if white people can't claim them, like if they're half white, then they can't claim them either, right?
I mean, I think that's the only fair way. Like he...
Exactly. That's what I was saying. And also, on the upside of things, at least our American team's off.
That's true.
I'll let you guys go. All right. Thanks,
Team
guys.
USA all the way.
Hmm. What if you had a team of all halves?
Oh, you could probably come up with a good squad.
You could definitely come up with a good squad. That might make that tournament a little more interesting.
Well.
Oh, well. I don't know how the hell we got on this.
Backdoor Santa says, no Dwight Powell on the Canadian team. I guess he'd be on the all-Canadian team, but clearly you're a Mavs fan because he's a scrub. No one else would mention Dwight Powell unless you're a Mavericks fan.
Yeah, I mean... There are some pretty damn good Canadian basketball players.
It's much improved.
Yeah, and it was funny because Rick Barnes was getting those guys at first, and then I don't know what happened, but then they started going to Kansas and places like that. But, they've got – you mentioned Trey Lyles. Wasn't he originally supposed to be a UT recruit?
I think he was.
Yeah. I think if you took your starting lineup there, that'd be pretty competitive. But I think the all-time best Canadian's pretty obvious. It's Steve Nash.
I think so, too.
At least as of now.
Yeah.
Ask me again in 8 years after Andrew Wiggins if he continues to develop.
Bleacher Report tweeted this. This will be the first time since 1997 without either Dirk or Tim Duncan in the All-Star game.
Wow.
1997.
I really think Dirk is kind of deserving. I normally don't say things like that about Dirk, but... I do think he's deserving this year. Not as deserving as Damian Lillard. But so I won't cry for him being snubbed. But I mean, that's the All-Star games. There's always going to be people who, that somebody should have been in, this guy shouldn't be. That's the game.
All right, guys. And
Stutter Stroke says white America prevented VY from having success too.
I can see that.
Makes sense.
That's probably true. But
that was actually my call.
Yeah.
I called up to the corporate offices of White America and said, hey, this guy, he's not going to make it.
Well, and thankfully you let me on the show by called corporate America and said, hey, this guy's only half white. Is it okay if we have him? And they said, well, yeah, there's a lot of oil. So,
by the way, if there really was a white America, is there any doubt that Donald Trump would be the president?
Okay.
Is there any doubt?
Guess what?
Yeah. He's half what? Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
We're going to put up a wall.
Need to put a wall around Fowler.
On half of him. On half of him. The
right
other half.
Right through the middle.
The other half has to stay out.
He needs to get out. No insurance either.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know what?
He's a loser. Fowler is a loser. Listen to that name, Fowler. Rhymes with loser. Fluser.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
He's a dummy. What's his percent? 1%? He's getting 1%. That's like nothing. Get out of here, Fowler.
Anyway. As much as Donald Trump hates me, I will sleep well tonight thanks to my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Nothing beats getting custom fitted for the right bed to give you the most sleep. I tell you what, man, makes all the difference in the world, especially when you're getting older. You want to sleep comfortably, and that's the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers. You could go to a retail store, you spend a whole bunch of money. You don't need to do that. You go to Texas Mattress Makers. They make the mattress for you. They custom fit it for you. They sell it to you directly, and they know everything about these mattresses. They know how you sleep. They're going to let you test them out so that you get a great, great deal. You're going to save at least 50% guaranteed, and you're going to get a great sleep, and you're going to get a great mattress, quality, handmade. How about this? Right now, inventory blowout sales going on. Mattress sets starting at as low as $249 to $399 are flying out the door. These are quality, top-of-the-line sets at factory clearing prices. At Texas Mattress Makers, it's always about your sleep. Drop by and visit them, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood Navigation today. Tell Yuval and the gang that I said hello when you go see them, and they will take care of you. Better sleep at factory prices. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Get out to Sam Houston Race Park for live thoroughbred racing. Friday, the Blitz kicks it all off with a live broadcast beginning at 4. It's 50 cent beer night, $1.50 wine night. Watch, wager, and win at the park with ESPN 97.5. You guys like to brag about being able to talk about everything, but all of a sudden this is too much because it's a dumb topic, and we spent two segments on it. That's enough.
We talked about it.
It's just go back and listen to the two segments on Podcast Arena. It's everything you want to possibly hear. It's also some of the worst. It's the worst of humanity's generalizations, and it's just a dumb topic that has no business being drawn out, and no, we're done with it. And if you're afraid to talk, then bleep you, because you're a bleeping idiot.
You don't know
this
show.
We're not
afraid to talk about anything.
Did you not hear what AJ's interview with Teresa? He asked her about all kinds of stuff. We're afraid all of a sudden? Man, go bleep yourself.
I asked a lady about her grooming habits today. Don't tell me I'm afraid. Afraid.
I 95% of our listeners are awesome. 5%, man, you guys, go find another station. So just go find another station. Oh, wow. Just that 5% of you that are really lame. Stu Hoffman on Hollywood.
Oh, all right. Did you see the Tina Fey when she appeared this week on Saturday Night Live? Ronda Rousey hosted, by the way. I don't know if it...
You know what? I can't tell you the last time I actually watched Saturday Night Live.
I watched just because Ronda was hosting. I wanted to see what... And Ronda has... She's almost a zero in the personality department. But anytime that Sarah Palin comes up, thankfully Tina Fey makes an appearance. And this was no exception. She came out and did a fake endorsement for Trump. Very funny. Probably the only funny thing that happened on the whole show. Well, Bristol Palin, Sarah's perpetually pregnant daughter, does not find it amusing. She said on her blog... She said that it's pathetic. I'm sure many of you saw Tina Fey, who sounds nothing like my mom, do a skit based on my mom's endorsement of Donald Trump. I may be biased, but I think my mom trumps her in the looks department, especially for having 3 more kids and 7 more years on Tina. I don't know about you, but hearing her fake accent is like nails on a chalkboard for me. She called Tina and Saturday Night Live desperate. They've been clinging to this impersonation a little too long. It's getting pathetic. It's been 7 years. Are they desperate for content or just desperate for viewers? I mean, well, to be fair, I mean, that is kind of the purpose of TV shows, is to get people to watch.
Theoretically, yeah.
So, she did say that the shirt looked good, but she said that her mom looked better in the same shirt. I don't see when do you...
I would hit Tina Fey before I would Sarah Palin.
I would too, just because Sarah Palin's a stupid idiot.
Yeah,
and
but
in a general terrible person.
I'm just saying, if I had a choice between the two, whether it's the actual Sarah Palin or Tina Fey dressed as Sarah Palin.
What about the Sarah Palin that was in that porno?
I like her better.
Yeah, probably a little bit better. There's beef, my man. Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith. I heard he was on, Steven Tyler was on Howard Stern this week, and he was asked by Howard what he thought of the Guns N' Roses reunion, and he basically took credit for the band getting back together. He said, I'm sure I'm not solely responsible, but I did meet Axl a couple years ago, and 2 years ago, and 3 years ago. I said, I bumped into him, and I had that talk. I said, you need to bleep and get back together again soon, because we all miss you. Tyler then continued, so I said to Axl, you got to get it back together. There's a place in time where if you don't, you're going to miss it. And in another 4 or 5 years, no one's even going to know who they were or care if they're on tour. And that's Steven Tyler's opinion. And this is a guy who's the lead singer of a band, and it makes sense. They tweeted out, Guns N' Roses would like to respectfully thank the many people taking credit for our upcoming shows and everything in between, especially those whom we haven't spoken to in numerous years who, through the power of media, have somehow served a pivotal, even if non-existent, role. We and the fans thank you. G and F and R. So apparently that they are...
disputing that?
They're disputing that.
Honestly, Axl was probably so stoned he doesn't remember the conversation.
By the way, when do we go to Vegas? April 10th?
Well, the fight's the 9th, so it's... We're there like the 6th, I think, 5th.
Guns N' Roses will make their live return in Las Vegas with 2 gigs at the T-Mobile Arena. Is that the new MGM Arena?
I think it is.
On April 8th and 9th.
I think I could probably get us tickets to that.
Rock and
roll. Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't it be disappointed if it's, like, sad?
Honestly.
Because there's a way, it could be sad.
It could be, yeah. And, I mean, when I saw them with the real band, with all the guys, Slash and Duff. Fantastic show. I don't want to be disappointed with Fat Axl out there too. That would be kind of. But I mean, we almost have to go, right? It's kind of moral imperative, isn't it?
I feel like if we're out there and it's, especially if we can get free tickets.
Yeah, which I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure we can. I feel like we almost have to.
Yeah.
And finally, there's a. Have you heard of this show, Lucifer?
How could you miss the freaking commercials? Right. They're constant.
It's only been out for, you know, it's just started.
One episode, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the country's most outspoken advocacy groups, 1 Million Moms, they are already calling to get this show off the air. They want a boycott of Lucifer, saying the show is spiritually dangerous and glorifies Satan, which I think is kind of the...
That was the point of it, right?
The point of the show.
Yeah.
They are requesting that those who wish to exorcise Lucifer from Fox's lineup contact Olive Garden, one of the show's main sponsors, and voice their disapproval. Lucifer airs on Monday nights on Fox if you want to spit in the face of 1 million moms and watch it.
I'll watch it because I want to spit in the face of 1 million moms.
I will not, however, be going to Olive Garden.
No.
Because I'm a grown-up. And that is Hoffman on Hollywood.
I don't think we're going to be getting an Olive Garden sponsorship anytime soon.
You might. I just won't be. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'll probably pass.
God, just hearing that would make me feel kind of excited. Yeah.
Hearing Slash play it, though.
Yeah.
That's
well, it's
the
a
thing.
Reunion, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, mean, although they haven't really announced who all's, if it's everybody.
If Slash isn't there, there's not a reunion.
It's not a reunion, right. So I'm assuming Slash is there, but anyway. I love that. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank John Glee. Great job. I want to thank Teresa for coming on the show. AJ Hoffman, great job. 90% of the show really good. The rest of it, nah. I'm Fred Fowler. Stay sports, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.